Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with St Francis Hospice, providing care and support to more than 4,000 local people affected by a life-limiting illness every year.
Right, it's 9:03 and I'm joined in the studio by Peter Streams, who's here from St Francis Hospice. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Not seen you for a very long time.
I know, how are you doing?
And I'm very well, but have you lost weight?
You mean I was a bit fat last time?
No, you were never... That sounds so rude, because I am really fat. But no, you were never fat, but you look like you've... I looked at you when you came in, I thought you'd lost weight.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, thank you. Not noticeably, no, I'm not one of those people who ever checks my weight, really, so I've no idea,
lucky
really.
Lucky you, but... I'm forever stepping on the scales and holding onto the sink normally. I did this morning, I stepped and went, oh dear.
That's cheating.
Yes, it was cheating a bit. Now, you do a fantastic work at St Francis Hospital. I know St Francis Hospital very, very well, because the guys and girls there looked after my sister when she had cancer, and my whole family as well, and continued on with my niece and my nephew as well. Fantastic organisation, and a very, you know, very bright and wonderful place to be with some fantastic caring people.
Well, you're very kind, Michelle.
Not
thank
the atmosphere.
You.
I know we're going to talk about the events, but just to let people out there know, sometimes when people have a life limiting illness, and you think about going to a hospice, or a hospice is offered, if you're in that situation at the moment, I can only say that it was one of the most positive experiences the family had, and a chance for you to be with the person in, you know, fantastic surroundings. They have a drinks trolley, they have people coming in to sort of look after you, your feet, and all sorts of, you know, therapists coming in, and they do actually talk to, you know, the people that are there, if they're there on their own. You do such a fantastic job.
Well, again, fantastic and really kind of you to say that. I mean, it is really important before we talk about events, you know, why are we bothering to do these events?
Yep.
And what, you know, you can say we can get bound up in the event and raise money, fantastic, but why are we doing it? What's the money needed for? Well, you've summed it up really so well. What the hospice is all about is care and treating people with dignity. Anyone who's affected by life-limiting illness is going to be a stressful situation for friends, family, carers around that person. And what the hospice is all about is making sure that not only the patient, the person with the life-limiting illness, but the people around them are comforted and supported through that very stressful time of all their lives.
And
so that means more than just clinical medical care. And yes, we do that. We have our own consultants, we have our own doctors, we have our own nurses, healthcare assistants. But as you mentioned there, there's a whole range of other support services that go around that. So, for example, we have people who are qualified massage therapists. We have people who do complementary therapy. We have counsellors. We have counsellors who can help children. We have social workers and help families, because sometimes if, say, the breadwinner is the person who's got the illness, you know, they can have real financial difficulties. And again, we have social workers who can help the family around that. People who can work with schools so that the children and the family and teachers at the school understand what children might be going through, say if their mother or father is about to die. You know, there's all sorts of ramifications of what goes on. And yes, it's all about more than just the clinical medical care. It's about the whole... everything around that person. So you said the environment is important. So if you are in a bed at our inpatient unit at Havering Attabow, which is where the hospice is based, yes, we have nice surroundings. And the reason we have that is that people can feel peace and calm, and families can visit them. And families can visit any time, day or night. We have a room where families can stay with people around the clock if that's what they want to do. But also, very importantly these days to mention, is unlike when the hospice was founded, which is 31 years ago now, these days many people want to be looked after at home. And what we do these days is around 85% of all the people we care for don't actually have a bed at the hospice. They're looked after at home. So we have a whole community team of nurses and doctors who will go out and visit people, and a hospice at home service who look after people in the last couple of weeks of life, if that's what they want to be. If they want to be at home, where they feel most comfortable, then we'll help them do that. And that might mean we also have occupational therapy. You might need to supply all sorts of different assistance aids that people might need to stay at home, whether it's special mattresses to raise beds. They might have difficulty getting in and out of bed, and they might need hoists, all sorts of things that we can potentially provide or give them advice as to how to manage that situation. So lots of people want to be helped at home. And if you're in the Brentwood area, And you're registered with a Brentwood GP, and you think you need our help, it doesn't mean you've got to, you've got to wait until the last couple of days of life. Please don't wait to that. If you think that the hospice can help, then please do let your GP know. Hopefully, in many cases, GPs will refer people. Hospitals will refer people for our care. But sometimes, with the best will in the world, things don't happen quite as quickly as when they should do. So please, if you're listening to this programme and you think you've got a relative, someone in your family who might need our care, or you're thinking, well, in a year or so's time, I think we might need the help of the hospice, please do mention it to your GP so we can get a referral at an early stage. Because sometimes people, we can help them months and months ahead of the final days of their life.
Yeah.
We have a day therapy unit. People can come out once a week. As I said, we can start visits at home. We can assess what's needed. So we might be there and then in a better position to help if things got to a crisis situation.
Yeah.
And that's really what we specialise in. Hospitals do a fantastic job, yes, but they've got to deal with everyone at every stage of life.
Yeah.
We specialise in life-limiting illnesses, and we specialise in looking after people with complex issues. And these days, thankfully, we're all living a lot longer.
Yeah.
But that also means that people live with multiple problems and issues.
Mm.
And whereas in the past, cancer used to kill people quite young, these days with all sorts of drugs and treatments, that doesn't happen, or people can last a lot much longer. But then they may have other illnesses that mix in with that. They may have MND as well as cancer. They may have dementia as well as cancer. All these sort of complexities.
Yeah.
And what we do and specialise in is in pain management, symptom control, everything around that difficult process of understanding what is right for that particular person and their family at that situation, and treating each person as an individual.
And I think that's really important, actually, to say about the pain management, because if you do, some cancers aren't, although you deteriorate, they're not painful. They're not painful. Some cancers are, but when you're with the hospice or they're looking after you at home, it's a different environment, I think, to hospitals, because sometimes in hospital, can I have some pain and you're still, can I have some pain medication? With the hospice, somebody's there more or less straight away to go, right, okay, what can we do? That's it, done. I think that is the difference as well. And also at home, you've got somebody you can go, look, I'm not sure, can I take an extra one of these? Is that, and you get the response right away. You don't get that sometimes.
It's providing
in the NHS.
That advice. So we do a 24-hour advice line as well. It's all about that help, what's appropriate for the person at the time. Now, to do all this costs a lot of money.
Yep.
We offer all our services for free. It's a really, really important point. I mean, sometimes people say, well, I've heard that, I know that. But if you're new to the area, or you perhaps haven't heard this before, you may not realise, and some people are under the misnomer, that if they get the hospice involved, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's no charge. Everything we provide for patients and the families is for free.
Yeah.
Because we are a registered charity. We get some money from the NHS, about a third, a bit less than a third. The other two-thirds we have to raise, which is why we put on all these events, and I come on here on Phoenix once a month to tell people about forthcoming events, ways you can support us, because we need to raise this year about £7.2 million.
And how many beds is that? Is actually, how many patients can you have at the hospice?
We have 18 beds in the inpatient unit, but I said that's about 15% of the total of people that we're helping, because most people, I said, that these days are being helped at home or in their care home, if that's where they happen to be. It doesn't necessarily mean your own physical home, perhaps, but where they feel most comfortable. So that's really just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we're doing, in terms of work. As I said, everything we do is for free. Some people, again, perhaps under the misnomer that because we're called St. Francis Hospice, we're only for people of a certain faith. That's not true. We're there for anyone. The only constraint is geography. But if you live in the borough of Brentwood and some neighbouring boroughs, if you're registered with a Brentwood GP, then you're able to use our services.
Now, we're going to come back and talk about all the fantastic events you've got coming up. And don't forget, a lot of people, if they've had experience of with the hospice, they actually do fundraise. There's fundraising going on all the time throughout Brentwood and the surrounding areas. People are having little parties or tea parties and all sorts of things throughout the year. But also just to mention, as Peter's mentioned about life-limiting illnesses, there's one thing you must remember about the hospice. There is laughter. And I've been into, sadly, my best friend passed away from cancer last year. And I was up at in the hospice in Peterborough, and the one thing I did notice there as well, and as well as I did with St. Francis Hospital, you hear people laughing because life goes on. And sometimes, even when the person is ill and they know they're ill, or they know they may, they're passing or dying, you still have the people around you. You still want to keep the good times, the memories, the happy times as well. So there are people smiling when you go.
Oh,
and it
absolutely
isn't the atmosphere that people may.
No, that's right.
Think
I mean, there are sort of three real misnomers about what hospice care is about. One is that it's not free. It is free.
Yep.
Two, that you've got to be of a certain faith. No, any faith. Third is that it's a very gloomy, dark, miserable place, and you really don't want to go. And because there is that fear, we want to make sure that's not the case.
Yep.
That it is friendly, welcoming, happy. If families want to come there, you know, there are nice surroundings. They can wander around. They can take little walks. The family can be there. It's bright surrounding. There's flowers everywhere. There's brightness in the wards. Every bed we have, we hope, has a chance to have a window nearby so they can look out at the gardens.
Yep.
And there is laughter, and there is friendliness, and there is a drinks trolley.
Drinks trolley, yes.
You know, it's things you don't get in hospital as well, because it isn't a hospital. It's a hospice, and it's all about the full care of the person and the whole person.
Very large measures of Baileys, so I was told.
Perhaps.
Not this early in the morning. Now we're going to be back with Peter. Just going to play a track for you. Then we're going to be finding out there's loads of events that you can get involved in this year. We'll be hearing from Peter in the next couple of minutes. Here's the script with Superheroes.